I predict that recording and listening is going to change the world. And it's not something that can be understood intellectually. It's something a person has to do, has to participate in. It's like being thirsty and intellectually understanding that water is going to quench your thirst. You're not going to feel better until you drink that glass of water. In the same way, this practice isn't going to work unless you do it. And my best encouragement for people who are getting started is to do the love letter exercise. It's quite simple. You get your recorder and you record into it the love letter that you've always wished that you would receive. And my encouragement is to take your time writing that letter. Let it include every aspect of you and your life that has felt left out of love. And after you've written it down and you've recorded it, you listen to it three times. If, after listening to it three times, you're not convinced that this is a practice that is going to work for you, put your recorder aside, listen to the recording again in a couple of days, listen to it a week later, and I bet you'll have an experience of reaching the person who has been looking for, hoping for, this kind of unconditional love for a lifetime.